What prompted you to run in this election?
Well, two reasons I chose to run for the New Hanover County School Board. One is I'm a recent retired educator from New Hanover County Schools. I've been with the school system for over 21 years. I'm very familiar and empathetic towards the teachers and standard course of study and Common Core. And I'm also interested, especially since the February incident in Florida, the safety within our schools. I have two young children. I have one at Bellamy Elementary School. My oldest son is at Murray Middle School. And so with my background, my military background with force protection, situational awareness, I feel like I could be a real plus to the board in making some very important decisions.
And changes in terms of how the district handles school safety then, for example?
Correct.
Can you share some
of
those
thoughts? Well, I don't want to elaborate on too much. Some of that was going to require the New Hanover County Police Department and the Sheriff's Department. But, I mean, I've got some good feasible plans. And, you know, the board is an eight-member board. And so I just have some good ideas, I think, that what I could offer them in making good, sound decisions and assisting, you know, Dr. Markley and his staff in making good, positive growth decisions for the school system.
What's your take on neighborhood schools in the face of redistricting and the types of challenges that that presents?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, I like neighborhood schools. I like the schools where my kids go to school now. You know, it's a two-minute drive either way for my kids to go to school, so I like to have them close to my house. But I do understand the importance of redistricting. I came from Wake County Schools. And redistricting requires a lot of planning and analysis. I mean, you know, it's not as simple as it sounds. You want an equitable education for all students, no matter what their socioeconomic background is. But that also, you know, entails, you know, funding for additional busing. Because you're going to be, you know, traveling more and more routes, longer routes, more fuelage, more mileage, more drivers. It's just something that we need to look at again. But I think currently right now, teacher retention and the safety of our schools is a priority.
Prior to being an educator, you mentioned you were in the military. What branch?
Well, I got in 1992, fought right at the Persian Gulf War, and I was in the Army National Guard, and I was a combat engineer with them for about 6-7 years. And then I transferred to the United States Army Reserves. And in that component, I was a civil engineer. So I have two deployments under my belt, one in 03-04, one in 08-09. And I just, you know, I just sometimes take that structured military approach to getting things done and organizing, you know, my thoughts and my plans and coming up with something that works well for everybody. So being a team player, you know, is something that I've been doing for a long time in the military as well as the school system.
When you look at the New Hanover County schools, what are the things that are working? What is already going well for our school system?
Well, you know, one of the reasons, Vince, why we moved down here to New Hanover County Schools was because of the school systems. My oldest was entering middle school, and my youngest was in third grade. And so we knew we wanted to make a change. I think, you know, and I've worked under Dr. Markley and all the board members that are currently on the board. And, you know, I respect every one of them. I respect, you know, Dr. Markley and his staff and the job that he has before him. I think that what's working well within the Human Resources Department as well as in the Maintenance and the Transportation Department, I think it's fluid. I think there's a lot of, you know, adjustments that are going to have to be made, especially with, you know, when the budget starts, you know, reducing as much as it is. And it doesn't look like, you know, our budget's going to be increasing. It seems like now the trend is budgets are slowly decreasing across the states. But the teachers are great. The staff are, you know, staff are good. People seem to be really professional for the most part with their attitudes on the job and how they approach, whether it's the students or what you're talking about, you know, whether, you know, the maintenance guys, you got the technology folks, you got the warehouse shipping and receiving people. I mean, it's a good unit. They work well together. But of course, there's a lot of changes, you know, positive changes that could be made. Simple changes that not only could, you know, increase the teacher retention and staff retention, but also, you know, salary increases, you know, for many of the components.
So has teacher retention become a bigger challenge than it used to be?
I think so. I think the requirements on teachers seems to be a lot more strenuous. With the Common Core, teachers feel a need. You know, I think sometimes teachers are afraid for their job, so to speak, and, you know, tenure is not an issue anymore. So it seems, you know, based on your evaluation and how well you do in the classroom determines your success within that system. And I agree with that. I think the teachers in New Hanover County schools, I think with the state, they're trying to increase the salary. I do remember, you know, when I first started in 1995, I believe my annual salary might have been $16,000. And we've come a long way just in those 20 years, 20 plus years. So teaching is a profession. And, you know, it's like with the police department or the fire department, you know, you don't choose that occupation for the money. So, but you know, my wife and I were very happy with New Hanover County school systems. I think a lot of the parents that I know are happy with the New Hanover County school systems. And we just want to continue that, you know, that favoritism towards the schools, especially amongst the growth that's happening in Wilmington.
Christopher Morgan is running for the New Hanover County School Board of Education, rather. Chris, thanks for coming in.
All right. Thanks, Vince.